The chair now recognizes the commissioner of the Department of Economic and Community Development, Heather Johnson, for the purposes of making a statement concerning this nomination. Commissioner Johnson?
Thank you. Senator Lawrence, Representative Berry, and members of the Energy, Utilities, and Technology Committee. My name is Heather Johnson, and I'm the Commissioner of the Department of Economic and Community Development. I'm honored to be here today to testify in support of Andrew Butcher's nomination to be the first president of the Maine Connectivity Authority. The Maine Connectivity Authority is charged with achieving universal availability of high-speed broadband in Maine and was proposed by Governor Mills and created through bipartisan legislation sponsored by Senator Bennett, co-sponsored by Representative Berry, and the co-chairs of the legislature's Broadband Caucus. The legislature unanimously passed this bill. The governor signed it into law. The Maine Connectivity Authority will put Maine in the driver's seat when it comes to expanding affordable broadband. The authority will look at markets that need support and utilize a new suite of financial tools that allow the authority to work with the private sector to find creative individual solutions that meet both the infrastructure build out and look at affordability to ensure all Maine people can have access. Maine is uniquely positioned to execute this type of creative solution. Maine has strong providers who are willing to work on difficult projects. Now we have an authority that will have a number of financial mechanisms at their disposal to work with the private and public sector to address the needs of the market. As the Maine Connectivity Authority Board Human Resources Committee and the governor began a national search for the president, we selected a number of key attributes and skills that were needed to lead MCA. They included effective collaboration skills that would keep all parties at the table, even during difficult negotiations, an ability to work with diverse community leaders across the state, rural and urban, and an ability to understand complex financial and technological projects, and someone that can translate an effective plan into daily action. The board received resumes from across the country from some very talented people that were interested in leading the MCA. Andrew stood out among those talented candidates. Andrew Butcher is qualified to lead this effort. He serves as the director of the, he has served as the director of the Maine Broadband Coalition. In addition, he was the director of innovation and resilience for the Greater Portland Council of Governments and has extensive experience in broadband expansion and deployment. As director of the Broadband Coalition, an organization that represents and advocates for businesses, communities, and internet users to secure affordable and equitable access to broadband connectivity, he co-led the successful effort to pass the 2020 bond proposal, providing $15 million to expand broadband. He also partnered with the Maine Technology Institute and the Connect Maine Authority and the Maine Community Foundation to oversee data collection and support broadband development. Under his leadership, the organization has grown 10 times in size, bringing in new members to promote the importance of broadband. As Director of Innovation and Resilience at GPCOG, Mr. Butcher supported the agency's lending programs, sustainability, resilience, and broadband initiatives. He has launched innovative financing programs, developed a resilience core to enhance capacity for local government agencies, and spearheaded multi-town collaboration efforts to build out smart and connected infrastructure. With his experience in and dedication to broadband development, Mr. Butcher will be an excellent leader for the Maine Connectivity Authority as it begins improving internet access across the state. Thank you for your time, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Commissioner Johnson. Are there questions from the committee for the commissioner? Seeing none, thank you very much, Commissioner.